is J. D. Shetler. He is one of the 400,000 in Greater St. Louis who rely on the hope that is in your hands. Jay, born with a 95% hearing loss, must learn to substitute sight and sound at St. Joseph's Institute for the Deaf.
We're going to listen to some music. Shall we listen to some music?
Sister Mariana has been working with Jay for about a year now, helping him tap unknown resources.
Tell me when you hear.
All right.
With the aid of special amplifiers, 4-year-old Jay can experience the joy of music.
Listen, we can hear.
Without hearing, the process of identification becomes extremely difficult, yet it is partially overcome through make-believe situations. Progress is slow and at times taxing to the children. Therefore, the sisters supply the necessary encouragement when needed.
Very good.
The extent of our dependence on hearing and speech is evident when you realize the difficulty a deaf child has in learning simple games like musical chairs. Obviously, it's not all work at St. Joe's. However, even the play is planned to reinforce the technical training. Each child takes his role seriously. The competitive spirit is very evident. And competition often brings out spontaneous reactions, which have taken many hours of tongue drills and speech training to perfect. Natural phrases come painstakingly slow.
You. That's right, you say. Real pretty.
I.
All right, let's say this.
Yet the accomplishments make all the work and frustrations worthwhile.
Oh, I love you too. Yes, I do.
For some, the golden years are waiting years. However, thanks to your United Fund pledge, thousands of our senior citizens receive the care and treatment they need. Yes, idle hands usually find something to do.
Hold it!
But sometimes the results may be tragic. Tough guy, a troublemaker, defiant, arrogant, a menace to society, maybe, but still, there is hope. Here in the asphalt jungles of the inner city, the YMCA, one of the 21 youth-serving agencies your United Fund dollars support, is working to turn the tide of despair. Some kids can't or won't come to the Y, so the Y and its youthmobile goes to them. Trampolines and mats replace back alley hijinks. Professional group workers seek out the kids with natural leadership ability and channel it into organized recreational activities. These hands of hope and encouragement substitute organized sports for street corner violence. Your fair share pledge to the United Fund makes it possible for underprivileged boys to have friendship, understanding, the experiences that every boy needs to become a worthwhile citizen. with a helping hand from you, a girl learns that there's more to the world than a crowded, dirty apartment, hunger, and want. Through the United Fund, you provide the opportunity and instruction necessary for the safe enjoyment of water sports. Red Cross instructors annually teach 37,500 St. Louis area children to swim. And the United Fund-supported YM Youth Mobiles reach out to provide an answer to the teenager's question, what do we do today? An answer which precludes any outbreak of destruction or lawlessness.
Attention all cars missing juvenile from 1723 Grand Avenue. A white female, 14 years old.
14 years old. A little girl missing from home.
Reserve car 15 clear.
When you're looking for a runaway child, there's a sense of urgency. You hope and pray you're not too late. The Union Station is always a first stop in cases like this. There. You could almost sense the feeling of loneliness, despair. It was the old, old story of a child driven into flight by shame and fear, panicked because she knew no place to go. Fortunately, the girl's mother understood. Arrangements were made to bring her to the Salvation Army's Booth Memorial Hospital. Here, Jane will receive the care, treatment, and guidance she needs to pick up the pieces and rebuild her life. Companionship with others shortens the days. Finally, the delivery day is at hand. It's not easy for a little girl to face this alone. However, Jane knows now she is not alone, thanks to the Salvation Army and its workers of mercy. For this couple, unable to have children, it heralds a beginning. A happy, secure home lies ahead for little John. This couple will know the joy of parenthood, and John will have all the love and attention a child needs and deserves, thanks to family and children's service. Here's the way it figures with your one pledge. The United Fund multiplies the good you do many times over by adding hope to many lives. The United Fund subtracts grief from the lives of your troubled neighbors by dividing your one pledge in a fair and planned way among its 117 community service agencies. If you're one of the lucky ones, remember you can reach out and help Jay, the others you've seen, and the 400,000 who benefit most. They depend on you to provide the hope that is in your hands when you make a fair share pledge.